Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Your reputation is what others think of you, while character is what you actually are. Your character is revealed, of course, by what you do, either negatively or positively. But Ralph Waldo Emerson used to believe that, more accurately, your character is defined by what you think. He wrote, "People seem not to realize that their opinion of the world is also a confession of character." In recent days, we have heard more than a few decry the lack of character, especially among youth today, who, of course, didn't see a lot of this quality in the lives of their parents or elders growing up. Convictions produce character, which may account for its scarcity today. When people have no firm convictions of right or wrong, their moral life is a replay of uncertainty, a combination of trial and error. But when people's beliefs are put to the test, it is their character or lack of it which really reveals how much integrity is within. Though everybody prefers to avoid conflict, it is this which is the real testing ground of your character. When you're challenged, or more specifically, your views of right and wrong, you've got to make a decision. Do you compromise and go along with whatever violates your sense of right or wrong, or face the consequences? That was exactly the situation years ago, when a Persian queen whose name was Vashti was asked to dance before a banquet of rowdy military officers. Women in those days didn't challenge the request of their husbands, but Queen Vashti knew it would be a debauched and drunken group of men leering at her. She also knew that the consequences could mean divorce, even banishment from the throne. The conflict produced a decision which was really costly, and in the event you don't remember your history of the Book of Esther, it was Vashti's refusal which cost her the throne. You see, character comes with a price tag attached. Bill White discovered that as well. He was one of four principals in a thriving electronic business when the quartet of businessmen went to a convention. The senior partner told about the great evening he had arranged, which included a girl for each one to top off the evening. "No," said Bill, explaining he was happily married, and he would prefer to go back to the hotel after the evening conference. "Ah, come on, Bill, don't be a killjoy," his colleagues urged. But he stuck with his convictions, which revealed his true character. From that point on, he faced conflict with his partners, who had been best of friends until the crisis. When you are faced with conflict or challenge, you don't summon character as a resource to give you strength to do the right thing. Either it's there, or it is not. It is the crisis that reveals what your true character is. As Senator Dan Coats put it, "Character cannot be summoned at the moment of crisis if it has been squandered by years of compromise and rationalization. The only testing ground for the heroic is the mundane. The only prescription for that one profound decision which can change a life or even a nation is those hundreds of half-conscious, self-defining, seemingly insignificant decisions made in private. Habit is the daily battleground of character." In summary, your convictions are the basis of your character. Your habits mold your character, and conflict is the testing of your character, and it's the measure of your courage, which determines the extent of your character. Friend, be careful about character, because character becomes your destiny, and that becomes your future life.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.